Critics are concerned that the government's proposed online safety bill gives the eSafety Commissioner too much power to censor the internet. Under the legislation, the eSafety Commissioner will be able to remove offensive material at their discretion or material that is subject to complaints made by Australian internet users. Toby Hemmings asked Lucy Kraltsova, Program Manager at Digital Rights Watch, how the online safety bill will work.
The online safety bill introduces new powers for the eSafety Commissioner to take down certain content online. Well, this is chiefly targeted at child exploitation material, sharing of non-consensual nude imagery, cyberbullying, and other harms that come to our communities on the internet. However, it's drafted very broadly, and some of the powers give a lot of freedom, I think, to interpretation to the eSafety Commissioner's office.
So what is meant when they say there's going to be Class 1 content and Class 2 content online?
Well, Class 1 refers to refused classification, and this is anything that is revolting or abhorrent phenomena, things that go against the Australian standards of morality, decency, and propriety, I think, generally accepted by reasonable adults. That can mean a lot of things, but that classification already exists. Class 2 material that the bill also talks about is content that is likely to be rated 18 plus or rated R, and that includes nonviolent sexual activity or anything that is unsuitable for a minor to see. There's just a lot of room for discretion for what that can mean based on, you know, a person's religious belief or anything else that kind of impacts, you know, what we view as moral and decent in society.
With this idea of morality, do you think that this opens up a greater potential for commissioners to unilaterally determine what is offensive in these situations?
There's a real political willingness to just trust the eSafety Commissioner. The powers are exercised in a way that aligns with the intent, which is a little bit naive. And it's a little bit of the cult of personality that we see in politics. But realistically, when you draft legislation, you have to think about what a different administration would do with those sorts of powers.
The adult cyber abuse content scheme. Now, I know the minister has said this is a world first initiative, but what does it actually look like in the legislation?
An overarching theme for a lot of these powers is they're not checked against abuse. As much as I can make a complaint that non-consensual imagery was shared of me, and I think that sort of power is really overdue, there's also nothing preventing people from filing malicious complaints to the commissioner. I think the definition is something that a reasonable Australian adult would find offensive or unseemly. This is exactly just really ripe for abuse, for people to file vexatious complaints or flood the commissioner with complaints so they take that material down.
Do you believe that this is a belated push to assert state sovereignty over the World Wide Web?
I think Australia is trying to create an Australian internet, which is tragic. We've seen other countries try and do that. You know, it will be incredibly hard to roll some of these powers back. And the sort of internet that it creates, creating this domestically, they're really sending the message across Asia Pacific and across globally to say, yeah, we're also done. Actually, we're done with the international internet. We're done believing that we can come to an international forum and a consensus, and we will regulate the way we want to regulate.
Lucy, I've just received an email from a spokesperson for the Minister of Communication who's just told me that the approach of eSafety has always been to prioritise content depicting child sexual abuse and exploitation, as well as material that incites, instructs, or promotes terrorism or violent extremism. And this wouldn't change under the Act. Do you think that that's a fair justification for the provisions in the Act as we see them?
I agree with the noble goals of that, but then draft the bill in a way that strictly delineates that, because those are not the definitions that are in the bill.
Lucy Kraltsova, Program Manager at Digital Rights Watch, speaking there with Toby Hemmings.